Ever notice how the most successful people seem to have the longest list of spectacular failures? Scott Adams, creator of Dilbert, the comic strip that appears in 2,000 newspapers across 65 countries, has failed at more ventures than most people will ever attempt. Tennis rosin bags, meditation guides, vitamin-fortified burritos that caused digestive disasters, restaurants that flopped. His corporate career wasn't much better. Bank teller, budget analyst, product manager, a string of mediocre positions where he excelled at nothing. Yet somehow, this serial failure built an empire. The secret? He stopped viewing failure as something to avoid and started treating it like garden fertilizer, messy and unpleasant, but incredibly useful if you know what to do with it. Adams doesn't just accept failure, he actively mines it for connections, lessons, and comic material. This perspective transforms failure from a dead end into a renewable resource that fuels future success. Goals trap you in a cycle of failure and emptiness. Aiming to lose 20 pounds means feeling unsuccessful until you hit the target, then losing purpose afterward. Instead, commit to eating right daily. No deadline, no target, just a system that succeeds each time you apply it. A CEO advised Adams to stop chasing specific career goals and create a system of always seeking better opportunities. Goals breed anxiety and dissatisfaction. Systems provide daily wins while boosting long-term happiness. Adams' approach was straightforward. Develop business skills while preparing to create something valuable and reproducible. This guaranteed failures before success, but being systems-oriented kept him growing more capable daily. When Dilbert took off, it wasn't from achieving a goal. His system had positioned him perfectly when luck arrived. Adams discovered one metric that simplifies everything: personal energy. When his energy is right, work quality improves, career advances, and personal life flourishes. Like dog trainers whose calm energy transforms chaos, your state affects everyone around you. The key insight: productivity skyrockets when you match mental state to tasks. Adams' brain is most creative upon waking, making mornings perfect for writing comics. By mid-afternoon, he can only recycle ideas. He divides comic creation into creative work, morning, and mechanical drawing, late afternoon when his hand is steady after exercise. Even with his corporate job, he woke at 4 a.m. for side projects. One became Dilbert. Your body position signals your brain's operating mode. Slumping on the couch activates relaxation. Sitting with good posture signals concentration time. Tidiness impacts energy too. Every second spent looking at mess distracts from important thoughts. The energy metric simplifies decisions. Shopping drains Adams, so he minimizes it. Someone energized by shopping should indulge. While optimizing for personal energy might appear selfish, it produces net positive results for everyone. Adams reveals a powerful formula. Every skill you acquire doubles your odds of success. The counterintuitive truth? Good plus good equals excellent. Being good at two complementary skills beats being excellent at one. Adams exemplifies this. He's not the best cartoonist, funniest humorist, or greatest writer, but combining these with business experience created something unique. His early internet familiarity proved crucial. Dilbert became the first syndicated comic online with an email address in every strip, enabling direct customer feedback that shaped its workplace focus. The most valuable skills? Public speaking transforms how others perceive you. The Dale Carnegie course taught Adams that honest praise creates confident speakers far more effectively than criticism. Business writing makes you appear smarter by eliminating unnecessary words. Conversation skills rely on the question stack: name, location, family, occupation, hobbies, with one secret: the other person feels equally awkward and wants to talk about themselves. Persuasion appears in nearly every interaction. Because signals reasonableness even when the reason is weak, while would you mind frames requests as reasonable while showing concern for others. Adams eats as much as he wants, yet maintains 145 pounds. The secret isn't willpower, it's changing what you crave. Food preferences aren't hardwired, They're programmable. He reversed his cravings from 2 daily ice cream bowls to craving broccoli, an easily resisting dessert. To break carb addiction, eat unlimited amounts of anything except simple carbs for a few months. This provides attractive alternatives that make willpower unnecessary. The biggest barrier is inconvenience. We choose what's easiest. Adams uses laziness positively. Bananas, protein bars, nuts, and apples readily available. Pasta and veggies prepped ahead. His key principles: track your energy after eating, remove energy-draining foods from home, stock convenient healthy foods, eliminate addictive foods like white rice, potatoes, desserts, white bread, and fried foods, eat unlimited healthy food, get adequate sleep since tiredness creates false hunger, combat fatigue-induced hunger with healthy fats, choose low-calorie options when eating socially, and season effectively. The biggest obstacle is flavor, so Adams relies on salt and butter. A salted carrot is enjoyable, an unsalted one tastes like a stick. In spring 2005, Adams lost his ability to speak to humans, though he could talk normally when alone or to his cat. Medical specialists found no physical cause for the condition, spasmodic dysphonia, which created profound isolation for 3.5 years. Despite Dilbert running in 2,000 newspapers, simple interactions like phone calls filled him with dread. A Google alert eventually led him to Dr. Gerald Burke at UCLA Medical Center, who had developed a surgery with an 85% success rate, cutting and rewiring the nerves connecting brain to vocal cords. Despite the 15% risk of failure and 3.5-month recovery of complete silence, Adams scheduled the surgery. Recovery was brutal. He choked on nearly everything for months. Right on schedule, his first words emerged, weak and breathy, but actual speech. His voice steadily improved to functional perfection. Escaping this prison of silence motivated him to write this book, partly to help others with unsolvable problems realize they might just be bad at estimating odds. You can't control luck, but you can improve your odds by choosing better games. Adams lost every tennis match against his friend for 7 years, despite improving. His friend played the math, consistently choosing high-percentage shots while goading Adams into risky ones. Only when Adams saw tennis as math rather than magic did he start winning half their matches. The happiness formula reveals clear patterns. Eat right, exercise, sleep well, imagine an incredible future, work towards schedule flexibility, do things you can improve at, help others after helping yourself, and reduce decisions to routine. Schedule control matters most. Flexible hours with average resources beats wealth without time freedom. Your mood is 80% physical factors, only 20% circumstances. All success traces back to luck, but you improve odds by learning multiple skills, controlling your ego to compete in less crowded fields, and staying in the game long enough for luck to find you. Think of yourself as a moist robot. Control the inputs, determine the outcomes. Goals are for losers, systems are for winners, and failure is your friend.